McLean County Sheriff's Police and health providers in the county are seeking a more proactive approach to combating drug abuse through treatment rather than prosecution. The HEART program, Heroin Abuse Response Team, reaches out to overdose victims and tries to connect them with counselors and medical providers to help them break the cycle of addiction. It challenges the claim that addiction treatment only works if the addict seeks help on their own. Sheriff's Deputy Aaron King helps manage the program with Sonia Workman, Associate Director of Community Care for Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington. King tells Eric Stock only 4 of 40 addicts they have attempted to reach in the first 18 months have agreed to get help. Addicts, he says, are often hard to reach. Many are skeptical of his intentions.
One of the bigger problems that we have faced is the people that have been overdosing, this population, a lot of them are transient and don't have a specific residence they live in, or have an updated phone number that we have to get in contact with them. And so there's no way for myself and the Chestnut employee to actually find them in the report where they overdosed. They typically are not at that residence any longer, and because of their medical state, that officer is not able to get that phone number from them. So that is definitely a hard a problem that we face on trying to be able to make contact with these people.
And then how much additional follow-up is there to try to get them into the program? You said 4 of them so far have consented to go into it. Still seems like there's a lot of them out there who aren't quite ready to make that step.
Right. And so if somebody says that they do not want to enter that program at that point in time, I tell them, hey, here's my phone number, and I get contact information from them if they're willing to give that to me. And then I will contact them again approximately about 30 days later to just check in on them and say, hey, has anything changed? Is there anything that I can help you with? Or if they don't want to be in contact with law enforcement, I always give them that option of, hey, you can go straight with Chestnut. It doesn't have to be through the sheriff's office if they want that confidentiality, or if they just don't have that or want that communication with the police, they can always go that route.
Do you still feel that stigma is something to overcome? Not just the shame, but just the fear that they are taking a step forward and the fear of the unknown to get them to get that help?
Right.
So how does the sheriff's office go about finding these drug addicts?
We have a system called Aegis that anytime the police are involved in an incident, whether it be overdoses or criminal problems, that they enter those reports into the system.
That's the electronic justice system?
Right. And so I would get on daily and look for reports in Bloomington Normal and also out into the county to see if there was any kind of overdose that had happened the previous day or that weekend. And then go and make contact with that person.
So that would be any complaint or any issue filed, any report filed by a member of the public?
Correct.
Now, addicts have to want the help, but that may not always be the case. Since this is a more proactive approach, what kind of response have you had?
Surprisingly, we have had very good feedback that they have been surprised that law enforcement, because we have that stigma of we just want to go out and arrest people, and law enforcement and drugs do not go well with the public typically. So they actually have had a lot of positive feedback that we are showing compassion and actually wanting to go out and be proactive and try to get at least educate the people and be a support system for them and trying to help them in any way of getting into Chestnut.
So if you could take me through a scenario, what kind of conversation would you have considering that this might be in a hospital or maybe in a jail cell?
Right. So I initially have to try to break that barrier of I'm a cop and we're talking about drugs. People typically don't want to talk about their drug usage to a law enforcement officer. And so I have to kind of break down, try to get on a person-to-person basis. And having that Chestnut employee with me kind of helps that out a little bit. Just there not to get them in trouble. That can be a difficult part. Just kind of educating them on what their options are and trying to get into Chestnut and what we are there to help them and assist them in that way.
If they decline help, what do you do then? And do they then open themselves up to potential prosecution down the road?
Right. So if somebody overdoses, there is not any kind of penalty that they can face criminally for us. And so if they decline that offer, we'll typically give them pamphlets and say, if you change your mind, here's my number, here's a number for Chestnut. And then I will typically try to make contact with them again, because that initial talk can kind of be surprising and kind of catch them off guard. So to kind of contact them again at a later date and say, hey, we're still thinking about you. Is there anything that we can do to assist you or get you into Chestnut to help with your addiction?
But if it is a controlled substance, if it's something that they are not supposed to have, would that not potentially open them up to prosecution?
If they have it on them at that instance, yes. If they overdosed, if there is an amount there, they can't be prosecuted for that. For instance, I actually went and spoke to somebody in regards to an overdose that had happened to them previously in the last 48 hours, and they actually had drug paraphernalia and drugs on them when I spoke to them, and I obviously seized that contraband, but did not take her to jail. And she eventually actually got into Chestnut and started to get help for her addiction.
So once they make their way into the HEART program, as you said, Chestnut Health Systems then takes it from there. And Sonia Workman, Associate Director of Community Care for Chestnut, what kind of treatment does that typically entail for someone who is a recovering addict?
That treatment addresses their specific needs. So at Chestnut, we want to be whole person-centered, which focuses on the needs that they have and encompasses all the dimensions of their wellness. So our partnership wants to reduce that repeated overdose per victim and increase their education, get them linked to the right support systems so that they can we can reduce those deaths and reduce that secondary victimization.
What kind of a support does that entail? What kind of outreach?
When we first meet with them, we assess where they're at and what their needs are. It can look as connection to outpatient services. It can link them to intensive outpatient services.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Aaron King with the McLean County Sheriff's Department, who handles the HEART program for the Sheriff's Department, and HEART stands for Heroin Abuse Response Team, and Sonia Workman, who is with Chestnut Health Systems, the agency that is providing the addiction treatment for those who come into the program. Now, I know there's no typical case. However, it seems unlikely that an addict could get just a couple of the treatments and just walk away. This would seem to be a long process. So if you sort of take me through that, is this something that could go on for months, years, or beyond?
It could be any of those circumstances. We realize at Chestnut that recovery is a process. It can be hard, but it's not impossible. We want to offer people hope and help reduce the shame that's associated with addiction and recovery.
Is overcoming that shame one of the biggest challenges to those seeking help?
That's true. It's a shame that they feel within themselves and shame that they receive from others. So by reducing shame, we want to implement more education as part of this collaboration to those in the community and to those that provide treatment for them.
And Aaron, how much of that do you see, that shame that they are facing or the shame that they're feeling, over and above what they may be worried about a police officer talking to them about?
Right. And so these people have spoken about how they feel like they're an embarrassment to their family, and that they understand what they're doing can possibly end their life. And the craziest that sounds is that's the least of their worries, and they actually care more about the embarrassment and how they can't stop doing this thing that they know is dangerous and poisonous to their body. That's one of the big hurdles for them.
And it would seem that for any recovering addict, it is really a lifetime of recovery. Have you had anyone get to the point where they say they have overcome this and they have completely turned the corner? And what may have caused that?
I've had one individual that has went through the residential program, and he called me. He was actually one of the first people I made contact with this program, and he was very hesitant and actually wanted me to leave his house and began yelling at me, but actually called me and said that he had completed his residential treatment and was ecstatic that I actually had come out there and spoke to him originally, which is a very good feeling for us that we're actually going and getting people that help that they initially did not want, but ended up following through and becoming out of the program successful.
So initially he was skeptical.
Exactly.
How do you measure the success of this? Deputy King had mentioned about 40 have gone through the program in, I guess, about a year and a half at this point. How do you measure that?
I'd say just the amount of people that we can make contact with, just to educate them. We can't make that decision for them. We can only give them the resources, and with having Chestnut in Bloomington, not a lot of people have those kind of resources that close to them, and so that's something that Bloomington Normal can definitely take advantage of. So as long as we are going out there and educating the people that need to be educated, I would say that'd be successful for us.
This is a commitment of time and money. There was an initial seed grant that helped to get this program rolling in McLean County. Do you feel that this is preventative maintenance that is limiting the work in actual law enforcement? Do you feel that it's sort of been a counterbalance for that?
Yeah, I would say if we're going out and trying to make contact with the community that is facing these drug problems, this isn't just a Bloomington Normal problem. It's a United States problem. It's a problem through the country with opiates. The addiction leads to other kind of crimes to keep that addiction. And so I'd say if we're going out there, we're helping the community as a whole, and not just through that addiction, but through other crimes as well.
And looking at the addiction problem nationally, law enforcement has been moving in this direction for a number of years now, moving away from simply locking up offenders and getting them off the streets. What do you feel changed that convinced law enforcement to take this softer approach?
I guess more education, I guess. We're seeing that addiction, just because somebody's addicted and you put them in a confined space where they're not able to continue that addiction, isn't curing that addiction. It's just putting it on hold until they come out. And so I guess us becoming more educated that this is an addiction, and that, I mean, they need to face and have more professional help in finding out why they are addicted and how they can come and overcome that problem, rather than just being confined in a space and not getting that help that they actually need.
And Sonia, how has that change in approach affected what Chestnut does?
It's really created stronger collaborative efforts, and we appreciate the collaboration that we've seen with law enforcement and are thankful for that, because when we look at it from the Chestnut perspective, the success that we see is that we're touching lives and raising awareness to those in the community. We want to offer that raised awareness so that we reduce stigma.
That's Sonia Workman of Chestnut Health Systems and McLean County Sheriff's Deputy Aaron King. McLean County modeled its HEART program after a similar effort in Ohio. The Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority provided the seed money of about $34,000.